All right. Janet. Janet is now clearing her throat. Vocalizing is the expression we use. That's good. You're supposed to do that. Got to loosen up those pipes there. Get them all ready. Easy. Don't overdo it now. Easy. You hurt yourself. We don't want that to happen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is for you just tuning in. Janet Wessel is one of our charming engineers here at WMAO. Has wanted to be on the other side of the glass for a long time, and we finally decided to let her do that. And so, without further ado, her accompanist is with her.
I'm ready now, Dan. Here's the music.
All right, you go. Okay, stand by. Give her a nice arpeggio, and I see that Janet is going to sing a great old standard called I'll Be Seeing You. Now, don't you be nervous at all, Janet. Just stand right next to me, and I'll hold the music for you. All right, go ahead. Not yet. Easy now. Wait a minute. Here comes the downbeat. Go.
I'll be seeing.
Low is the key wrong.
In all the old familiar places.
Beautiful. That's right.
That is
not exactly the way you were vocalizing. All day through.
All day through.
All day, whoops. In that small cafe. Doing swell. You're doing swell.
The park across the way. The children's carousel.
Chestnut tree and a wishing well. Yes. Wishing well. You're getting a little off beat, Jan.
There's
the tempo.
I will be seeing in every lovely
summer's day.
Summer's day.
That's right, summer's day.
In everything that's life and gay.
I'll always think of you that way.
I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun.
That's it. Building.
And when the night is
dynamite. I'll be looking.
I'll be looking at the
moon. Don't drag it out like that. But I'll be seeing you.
But I'll be seeing.
Okay, now let him play a chorus and then you can have a big finish there. Oh, that's, you're doing great. You're really doing great. Wake up over there. This is, please, give the girl a break here. Stop sleeping, Bob. Bob Allen dozed while she was, that's really unkind, Bob. All right, Jan, ready? I'll find you in the morning sun. Here we go. Janet's not ready. I'll find you in the morning sun and when the night is new. Oh, you want to pick it up down this line here? I'll be looking at the moon. Big finish. Here we go.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
Take a deep breath. Oh, you didn't take a breath. Hope you can hold that note. Oh, he ran out of breath. All right, though. That's all right. Hey. Well. Yay, let's hear it. All right, the phones are lit up, Janet. That's marvelous. I think that's marvelous. Now, you work on another song. Not now. We'll do it next week, maybe. All right, good grief. Give them an inch, they tell us. Janet Wessels, ladies and gentlemen, her debut. Number is 686-3100. Let's send this girl to camp this summer, shall we?
Tom Gager, along with you at WMAL. We're here
all
on the
right,
show.
All right, that's a bad Gager.
Now what?
If I told you once, I told you 100 times.
Mark Gallant, may I introduce you to the radio audience?
Yeah, you may not
respect who you are. Mark Gallant is the, what are you, the...
I am in charge of the operations of the announcing schedule. Mm-hmm. And promoting the proper diction.
And promoting what?
Proper diction.
Proper diction.
Diction, yes. In a broadcasting here at WMAL.
The what?
WMAL, Radio 63.
Radio 63, yes.
Yeah, they know that.
What
I've
is
told
it?
You many times that we should not eat while we're doing commercials on a radio.
Got a, you see any food?
I heard chomping on that last commercial.
Well, they
chewing were crackers and eating cheese.
They were selling cheese. You see,
I know.
It was a commercial for
cheese. It fits your show, I might add.
Little joke, huh?
A little humor there. Get it cheesy.
I always appreciate a good joke as soon as I know about it. Careful, don't overdo yourself.
I think I hurt myself.
Yeah.
But let's watch it in the future and see that we do not have this
see
sort of
what?
Thing. See that we do not have this sort of carrying on.
See that we do not have.
They know what I'm saying.
On.
They don't need an interpreter. What is the matter with you?
You're
I'm the man who's telling you how to talk.
I'm the man telling you how to talk.
And you're telling me
how to.
You get me so nervous. I just don't know what I'm doing.
There he goes. What a way to get rid of him. Yeah, he's gone. Mark Allen's speech coach.
There'll be a little something extra.
I'll see you later.
Yes.
21 before 1. 14 now before 2 at WMAL. Tom Gage.
Hey, folks, this is Balmer Bay. Tommy, looking good today, boy.
Thank you. All the way over from, where do you live in Baltimore?
I'm Balmer over, and I'm over around Dundalk there, in that area. And the
Dundalk?
Boys,
uh-huh.
Yeah, Dundalk, and we had a chartered bus there. Come
you
on
saw
over.
What that bus is downstairs?
Yeah, that's the bus.
Greyhound Silverside you chartered?
He had a big sign on there says Dundalk Dubonairs.
Dubonairs?
Yeah, Debonairs. Dundalk, I was thinking of Dubonair.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. But, you know, we started a party there about 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
In preparation for the big Preakness, which is tomorrow afternoon over at Pimlico.
At where?
Pimlico.
Oh,
Pimlico.
Pimlico. Yeah,
that's
I can
right.
understand.
No,
that.
That's what I said, Pimlico.
Well, listen, you've got the 11th District Police Department downstairs terrified, and Richard Prozanowski, the building custodian, doesn't know what they're doing to our new lovely carpeting. So you want to, are they in the hall
now? The boys are all right. They got some cigars and everything
yeah,
like
I know.
That. But they're all right. They're good boys.
So they always have to arrive half in a bag? Like
well,
that?
That's part of the party we have. Yeah, they play better. When they're smashed.
Oh, I see.
And we got the instrument standing out in the hall there.
You want to bring them in?
A couple of them made
right
a pass to Betty.
I'll talk to the audience here for a second while you go out
right
and
back,
round them
everyone.
Up. They're out there terrifying Betty in the lobby, I suppose. Good heavens. All right. Any moment now, they'll be back in. Sunny skies in Washington today.
Right,
here they are.
Good
heavens.
Behavior now. Come on. Good in there. Okay.
Good.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them beer cans.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Put that over there. Yeah, no more of them. Here. Dump it right there.
There's too many cans in
okay.
here. Entirely.
I figure among the two, our boys together,
you guys
they got
hold it down,
two
please.
Cases here. Okay.
Betty, you got to kick this off. You can get there.
I mean, jump up on a table where I can.
Up here.
Okay.
Hey, don't stand on the furniture.
Hey.
Andy Ocker.
Hey, people, hold it down. Knock it off.
Hold it down.
You want you guys.
You
come on. We're on a radio here, right?
What are they going to play?
They're going to play that old favorite song, Hello, Hello, Hello.
They don't seem to be paying any attention.
Hey, guys. Get it downbeat. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Do it again. Hello, hello, hello.
What are you saying? I didn't
you can hear it wherever you go.
Oh.
Come on, boys, make me proud of you. That's the spirit, boys. Back to the top. Now, here we go. Hello, hello, hello. What a wonderful word. Hello. Play it, boys. One more. The big finish, Tommy. Here we go.
I don't think you're so worked up.
What's
the costume they got on there?
Well, this is the native costume there, back to the Indians in Maryland.
Yeah,
Lord Calvert.
Beautiful.
Reserve. Anyway.
Do they play in Philadelphia?
No, they won't let us in up here. We're playing our own over at Southland
before.
Hello, hello, hello. What a wonderful word. Hello, that's it.
Hey, that's it.
Okay, boys, pick up your beer.
That's okay. We're going to go back over to Ballmer now.
Hey, guys.
All right, let's get out of here. Back to the bus. Everybody, back to the bus. Let's go.
I heard that.
Radio 63, WMAX.
The Italian Chef at the hall,
Close the door, please. Letting out the air. Buongiorno, how you doing? You're what?
Oh, that's right. We don't talk.
Talk in English, please. How are you?
Thomas.
Yeah?
Everything is looking good.
How come you sound like J. Carroll, man?
Everything. Dear Mamma Mia. Life with Luigi. I used to like that show. Yes, that
listen. Speaking of Luigi's, we have this commercial. All pasta Luigi's is homemade. You can translate. Made fresh daily in Luigi's kitchen. Pasta, veal, chicken, seafood dishes served. Excellent pizza.
Pizza.
Washington traditions since 1943. And still in the same family. Three locations.
Three locations.
Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Washington.
Washington.
And Alexandria.
Alexandria.
A catering service also available. This man right here will come see you. The same Italian dish is prepared right on your stove. Call the manager at 657-3810. Got that? 657-3810. Thank you very much.
Arrivederci.
Just a minute, Bert. I got to do some commercials. We're on Outside of Heaven, done by Eddie Fisher. Bert Cohen said at the company party the other night. I heard about this secondhand. Sometimes engineers, you know, they sit in there and they're not a part of the show in that the audience doesn't really hear them. So Bert says, you know, I've been watching you guys. He says, I watch you and I watch Trumbull and Coor, and that's no, you know, that's a cinch. What you do is a cinch. You don't have to take a technical examination to do what you do. We have to go out and get a first class license. We are skilled craftsmen, he said. He said all that right. And he said, I could get on the air and recite something and, you know, probably be a hit. So we're going to let him do it in a few minutes, Bert. All right, he decided he's going to do the 12 days of Christmas. You're going to do all 12 days, huh, Bert? Okay. All right, Bert Cohen is ready. He's coming to the studio now. And we have a lot of the staff. And the guy is being very serious. I don't want any laughter. You understand? If you're going to stand back there and watch Bert, I don't want any laughing. Bert has tried to commit this to memory because he thought it was on television. All right, Bert Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, and the 12 Days of Christmas. Go ahead, Bert.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Very good. Nice going. Nice start. All right.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five swans to swim.
What happened to two turtle doves?
Four golden rings.
Four geese laying.
Three.
I told you, don't laugh at him. We're making him nervous now, guys. Hold it down. Hold it. Just start again.
Three turtle doves.
Two. Start over. Come on, give him a break, would you? That's not funny. That's trying to be serious here. All right, just don't ignore them, Bert. Don't worry about that. Start again.
Three mates
of
milking.
No. That'll do. As easy as it looks, is it, Bert, huh? Rather be in the other room spinning.
Ten drummers drumming.
Nine pipers piping.
Nine maids milking.
Well,
four
eight maids
milking.
Three geese a laying. Two French hens. Bert. We got to move along, Bert. Got commercials to do.
Damn it.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, give him a hand, folks. He tried. Nice going, Bert.